Okay, good morning everybody. Today's daf is Beitza Daf Hey. We left off on Daf Dalet Amud Beis toward the end of the page. This year is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. And we're about to discuss Beis Yom Tovim Shel Galios, whether you have a Beitza Shenola Bezeh. Well, actually, we already discussed that. We're about to discuss Beis Yom Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which seems to be an appropriate thing to discuss right now, that whether Beitza Shenola Bezeh is Mutaris Bezeh on the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. And then the Gemara is going to discuss a little bit about the history of the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, why it is that we observe 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. We began the discussion a little bit yesterday, and we will continue it Be'ezra Hashem today. Then the Gemara is going to get into the issue based on the history of 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, whether a davar shebeminyan is tzarich minyan acher lahatira. Whenever the Chum make a takana, how do I know that you need another Beis Din to be matir that initial takana? So we're going to have three possible sources for the idea that a davar shebeminyan is tzarich minyan acher lahatira. And the Gemara is going to explain, why do I need three sources to teach that tzarich minyan acher lahatira? One source, l'chora, should be good enough. The Gemara is going to have a question on the idea that of the Isra of a Beitza on Rosh Hashanah is that it's a Davar Shebeminyan at all. Whether that's really true that it counts as a Davar, that's considered something that was a Gezeira, that was a Davar Shebeminyan that they got together and they voted on. Then we're going to have more Amoraim that hold, like Rav Yosef, that a Beitza is Asura on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, even after the Takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So essentially, the whole Daf is about Shnei Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah. If a Beitza is Nolad on one day, is it Asur on the second day of Rosh Hashanah? And that brings us into the topic of Davar Shebeminyan, which Stam is an important topic in understanding the mechanisms of Dinim Derabanan on a whole. So we left off at Itmar Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah, a few lines before the end of the page, 3 lines before the end of the page. So says Gemara, Itmar Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah, Rav Shmuel Damri Tarvayu. Both Rav and Shmuel agree that when you have 2 days Yantav of Rosh Hashanah, Nol de Bezeh, Asura Bezeh, that a Beitza that's Nolad on the first day of Rosh Hashanah is Asur on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, because we view the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah different than other Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios. The Chachamim were misaking them as a Yom Arichta, as one long day. So just like a Beitza that's Nolad on a particular day of Yantav is Asur that day, so when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, it's Asur the next day as well, because it's all considered a Yom Arichta. Because initially, when they were misaking Shnei Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah, it was not Ala Safek, and since it wasn't Ala Safek, it was B'Toras Vaday, we view it as Yom Arichta. Where do we see that it was B'Toras Vaday, that they were Misakin Shnei Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah? Ditznan, the Mishnah tells us in Rosh Hashanah, Barishonu Yimakabel Nes HaChodesh Kol Hayom. It used to be that on the 30th day of Elul, they were Makabel Eidus HaChodesh all day long, up until it got dark. If Eidim showed up, they would sit there and they would wait for Eidim to come, that say that they saw the new moon the previous night, and based on that, they'd be Makadish the Chodesh, based on the testimony that Eidim, to declare that day, that the 30th day of Elul was already Rosh Hashanah. And then they would obviously stop doing Malacha the previous night, because you never know, Eidim might come and it will turn out that today on the 30th day of Elul is Rosh Hashanah. So they would stop doing Malacha already the previous night, and if it turned out that Eidim came, good, then the next day was not Rosh Hashanah anymore. But Pamachas Nishtahu Eidim Lava, one time the Eidim came kind of late in the day after they were already Makrav the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, V'niskalkalu Alevim B'Shir, and this caused the Levim to mess up in the shear of the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, that since Eidim had not yet come, they figured, okay, I guess today is not really Rosh Hashanah, I guess today is a weekday, so they sang the weekday Shira together with the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. And then in the end of the day, Eidim did come, and Bezim was Mekadish the Chodesh Al Piyam, and it turns out that day was actually Rosh Hashanah, and they should have said the Shir Shel Rosh Hashanah. So it turns out that they sang the wrong Shira. The Tosfos in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Dav Lamed and Beis, raises the question, why did they mess up? Couldn't they have just delayed the Nesachim until the next day? The Nesachim are not Ma'akiv, that they have to be brought that day together with the Karban Tamid, and the Shira goes along with the Nesachim. So couldn't they just delay the Nesachim until the next day, and then they wouldn't have to worry about the Shira? So Tosfos suggests, by a Karban Tzibur L'Chadchila, you have to bring the Nesachim together with the Karban in order to have Shira with the Karban, because ideally you want the Shira associated with the Karban. So they were going to do that. They brought the Nesachim, they sang the Shira, they assumed it was a weekday, then Edom came, and by Edom coming and telling us that they saw the new moon the previous night, turned out today was Rosh Hashanah. It turned out that the whole day was Rosh Hashanah, and they sang the wrong shir. L'chara, they sang the wrong shir anyway, because in the morning, the Tamid Shel Shachar also has a shir, and the Tamid Shel Shachar shir, they definitely didn't know yet that it was an out. Every year, they wouldn't know yet that it was Rosh Hashanah. So Rashi points out, yeah, the Tamid Shel Shachar, that's not considered a ta'us, because most years, they would sing the shir of a chol together with Tamid Shel Shachar, and the Maram explains there was samich on the fact that at least in Bein Arbayim they'll sing a shir of Yom Tov, and at least in one of the two Tamids they'll get the right shir. That would be good enough. But this particular year, the Edom came so late; it was after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, and therefore they sang the wrong shir. So Eskinu, so they made a takana for future years. Shaloyu Mekabel Edom Ella Adamincha, that they were not going to be Mekabel Edom on the first day of Rosh Hashanah past the time of the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. That only up until the time of Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, they're Mekabel Edom. After that, if Edom come, we're not going to pay attention to them anyway. And if Edom come after Mincha, we're not Mekadesh the Chodesh on that day based on the testimony of the Edom. Rather, we assume the 30th day of Elul is just that. It's the 30th day of Elul. It is not Rosh Hashanah. Nogin Osa Yom Kodesh L'Macha Kodesh. And they continue, though, to treat it as Yom Kodesh, as Rosh Hashanah, but the next day is also Rosh Hashanah. So that's what they did. So what did you have? You had, even though Edom didn't come up until Mincha, so there's no suffix. They know for sure now that since Edom haven't come, they've closed the door. Edom aren't allowed to come. So from the time of Mincha, they know for sure that tomorrow is going to be Rosh Hashanah, that today is definitely not Rosh Hashanah, and nevertheless, they were Noe Kedusha for the rest of the day. They still didn't do Malacha, and they were Noe Kedusha for the rest of the day. So you see that the way the Chacham set it up is not only B'Torah Suffolk, it was a Vadai. It was Vadai that the rest of the day was not going to be Rosh Hashanah. And still they were Noe Bo Kedusha. B'Torah's Vadai, they were Noe Kedusha. So therefore, in distant places where they don't know when the Edom are going to come be made on the Chodesh, they also have to make 2 days of Kodesh each and every year, because the Edom might have come after Mincha, and the Shneim Tov Rosh Hashanah is like a Yom HaRichta, it's one Kedusha, because it's not because of a suffix that they were Mesake in 2 days, it's based on the Torah's Vadai, and therefore Beit HaShnol de Bezeh is Asura Bezeh. That's the history of why it is that Shnei Yom Tov Shlosh Shana is different than every other 2 days of Yom Tov. So Amar Rabba, mitakanas Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai ve'ilach, from the time that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made this takana to close the door to the Edim at the Zman of Mincha. So from that time and on, Beitza Muteres, a Beitza that's nolad we're about to see, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made a takana later on to change that. So from the time of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai and on, Beitza Muteres, the rules change. Then a Beitza is going to become Mutter, says Rabba. A Beitza that's no longer on one day of Rosh Hashanah is going to become Mutter on the other day of Rosh Hashanah. Because after Takanas Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are no longer considered a Yom HaRichta. They're no longer considered a Kedusha Achas. Why? What happened in times of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai? It's not, because the Sefer of the Mishnah tells us, Mishachar of Beis HaMikdash. Once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and there was no longer a shir for the Levim to sing anyway, so there was no concern that they're going to mess up and sing the wrong shir. They didn't sing any shir. So Hiskin, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, should mekabel Eidus HaChodesh kol hayom. They were still being mekabel Eidus HaChodesh. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana that they should be mekabel Eidus HaChodesh all the way up until night, up until it got dark, the way they used to do. So the original takanas chachamim to treat 2 days of Kodesh, even when there's no suffix, fell by the wayside, because there was always a suffix. Meaning, they observed full Kedusha throughout the first day, but that's because the first day might have actually, up until the last moment, it might have actually been proven to be Rosh Hashanah. Edom might have still come. So it wasn't B'Torah Vaday, it was B'Torah Safek at that point. Oh, once it's B'Torah Safek, now these are two separate Kedushos. Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni. It's just like Yom Tov Sheni, Shel Galios. So Amle Abaye said to Rabba, V'Rav Shmuel Dami Travayu, Beit Asura. But how could you say that? Didn't Rav and Shmuel both say that a Beit that's born on one day, that's laid on one day of Rosh Hashanah, is also on the next day of Rosh Hashanah? Amle, Aminu Lachanor, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, V'atam Adli Rav and Shmuel. So what do you, I'm telling you what Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai says, and you come to me with Rav and Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was a Tana. Rav and Shmuel, you can't ask a Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai from Rav and Shmuel. It's like the basics of the rules of Gemara. You can't ask a Kasha on a Tana from an Amora. So says Gemara, yeah, but what you can do is you can ask a Kasha on the Amoraim from a Tana. So let's flip that around. Let's ask that a little better, right? Like the Rebbeim said in Yeshiva, say better, right? So Rav Shmuel Kasha, Rav Shmuel Kasha Masnisin. Okay, but what are Rav and Shmuel going to do with Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai? What are they going to do with with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that everything went back to the way it used to be, and Shneim Tom Shel Rosh Hashanah are therefore Shtei Kedushos. It's not one Kedusha. So how can Rav and Shmuel say that a Beitza Shnol de Bezeh is still Asura Bezeh? So says Malokasha, Halan Vahaluhu. It's a different story in Chutzlaritz than it is in Eretz Yisrael. When Rav and Shmuel said that a Beitza Shnol de Bezeh is Asura Bezeh, that's talking about in Galus, where they didn't, there was never a year there was no, that they stopped being Noeg Shnei Yamim. So we still do, what we're doing now is still a continuation of that original Takana. Rashi points out that if they would have stopped for 1 year, they would have not been Noeg Shnei Yamim, then you could say, when they came back to be Noeg Shnei Yamim, that was a new Takana, and it was it used to be a Takana of a Yomar of Shnei Yamim, and now it's it used to be a Takana of a Yomar Richta, and now it's a Takana of Shnei Yamim. But since it never stopped, it was the continuous Takana, so we have to say it's a continuation of that original Takana, and even though the Metzius may have changed in terms of being Makabel Edus HaChodesh, but that Takana didn't go away. Whereas Halahu, the Mashmos of the Mishnah, that abates that's not the Bezeh, is Muteres Bezeh, that's Lahu, that's the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. That when Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai made the Takana to be Makabel Edim Kol Hayom, the original Takana was Batel, and they stopped observing Kedusha Shnei Yamim B'Toras Vaday. So therefore, even though it then went back to being Noeg Shnei Yamim, that we it's not Kedusha Achas, it's not Yom HaRichta, we stuck with the idea that it's Shnei Yamim, that it's two separate days, at least in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Yosef Amar, and Rav Yosef disagrees with Rabbah, and he says, Af mitakonas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'elach peitza asura. That even after the time of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, even in Eretz Yisrael, a beitza shnol de bezeh is asura bezeh, it's still one long kedusha. My time, why would that be the case? Because this was something that was voted by a group of Chachamim, and any time you have something that a group of Chachamim votes on, even if something happens to be Mevatel, that Isser, the Isser does not become Mutter automatically. You need another Minyan, you need another group of Chachamim in order to be Mater that Isser. And therefore, even though Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was Mesakein, that they be Mekamel Edim Kol Hayom, so it turns out the original Takana to make 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Kiyoma Arichta, to make 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Betoras Vaday should no longer apply, but the reason no longer applies, but the Takana still applies. So therefore, the Isra of the Beitza, Shenola Bezeh, being Asr Bezeh, remains intact, because they never had a kibbutz of Chachamim, they never had a gathering of Chachamim to undo that original Takana. That's the idea of Darvish Minyan. The Meiri has a very big chiddush. The Meiri says, you know, there's a chiluk over here. You're always going to need a Minyan Achalat Tiro, but we have a principle that ain bezin yachal levatel divrei bezin chavero elam kein gadol imenu b'chachma u'b'minyan. That it's not just that you need another bezin. You need another bezin that's gadol from the rishon b'chachma u'b'minyan. Whatever that means, whatever it means to be gadol b'chachma u'b'minyan, but it's greater than the original bezin. Says the Meiri, that requirement that the second bezin be gadol b'chachma u'b'minyan is only if the reason for the gzeira still applies. If the reason for the gzeira no longer applies, then you still need a minyan achalat tiro. You're still going to need another basin to formally rescind the gzeira, but that other basin no longer needs to be gadol b'chachma minyan. That's the chiddush of the Meiri. In the Yam Shel Shlomo, the Marshal writes, in order to be matir, you need to find a minyan of chachamim that are at least at the level of the original ones. And if the first one, the later ones are not at the level of the original ones, then they can't be matir the yisur, even when the reason originally applies. The Rambam in the second paragraph of Hilchus Mamrim writes that even if batal atam shebishvilo gazra rishonim, even if the reason no longer applies, the achronim are not able to be mvatal the gzera unless their gadol b'chachma b'minyan. The Rambam explicitly disagrees with the Meiri that requirement that the second basin be gadol b'chachma b'minyan is a constant. It's an absolute requirement. The Ravid disagrees from a brisa in our sugya that the takanas that the chacham were mesaken that within 1 day of Yerushalayim we're about to see that they should bring perus revai themselves, that they shouldn't be poded it on money, that they should bring the perus revai themselves to Yerushalayim and not to be poded on money, to bring the money to Yerushalayim. In order to be ma'atir shuki Yerushalayim beperos, they wanted the shuki Yerushalayim to be adorned with peros. We're about to see in the Gemara, and the Brayis is going to tell us that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was mevatel that takana after the Churban because the reason no longer applied. Yerushalayim was b'churbana, so there's no need to take a Yerushalayim b'churbana and be ma'atir it with peros for the sake of the Nachrim. There weren't even Jews there, so for the Nachrim we're going going to go and be ma'atar shuki Yerushalayim b'peiros? But wait a second, was Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai gadol b'chacham and binyan from the original basin that was masakin that takana? L'chora not. So how could he be matir to be pod peiros ravai? So says the Ravid, you see from there that the Rambam is incorrect, that you don't need a basin that's gadol b'chacham and binyan to undo the previous basin. The Kesem Mishnah's Miyashiv the Rambam, he says, who's to say Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai wasn't greater than the original basin that made that takana? I don't know which basin made that takana. I know that Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai was pretty great. Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, even though the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai was from the smallest Talmidim of Hillel, remember that from the Sechah Sukkah Dav Chav Ches, that he was from the smallest Talmidim of Hillel. It could be that he was smallest Talmidim of Hillel in Shar Chachmos, but in Chachmas HaTorah, it could be that he was greater than them. Remember what we said about the Talmidim, that even the smallest Talmidim, he knew everything, Sichas Tekalim and Sichas Malachesha. So there are a lot of other things in there that have nothing to do with Torah. So maybe that's what it means he was the smallest. They appointed him the Nasi, they appointed him the Rosh Yeshiva in the place of Hillel. Why did they take the littlest guy? Sounds like he was really Gadol Mikulam. And even if he wasn't the Gadol of the Talmidim of Hillel, it could be he was Gadol from the Misakne HaTakana. Whoever it was, I don't know if those were Talmidim of Hillel, those were somebody else. So they were Misakin the Takana. So who's to say, says the Kesef Mishnah, that Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai wasn't quite as great as the people who made that Takana. Maybe he really was. Okay, but this is the rule, that for once a Bezin makes a Takana, you can't just lift the Takana automatically. You need another Bezin, you need it to be Omid B'minyan, they need to get together, and they need to formally lift the Takana. So I'm Rav Yosef Minah Aminah. Where do I learn this din? That whenever you have a Dovrish Minyan, you need a Minyan Achar La'atiro, even if the reason for the original Gzeira no longer applies. So he says, Pasuk Tichsiv, the Pasuk says, after Matan Torah, Lechem or Lehem Shuvu Lechem La'ahal Lechem. Go tell everybody that they can go back home, they can go back to be with their wives, and l'chora, I would have said misvara that they can go back to their wives. Why do I need a pasuk to tell them that now it's after Matan Torah, and now you can go back home and you can be with your wives again? V'omer, and this klal is muchach from an additional pasuk, b'mishol chayov el hema yalu v'har, that they had allowed them to go up to the har after the Shechina left. That so you see that even I would have been the matir even without a pasuk. Nevertheless, you need a pasuk to tell me, no, now Har Sinai, you're allowed to walk on Har Sinai. Now you're allowed to go up on Har Sinai because Kabbalah Satorah is over. So apparently there had to be something. There had to be some formal heter in order to undo the previous Isser. Utnan or Vitanya or Tanan, from a Braisa or a Mishnah, we learn that any Davrish Minyan requires Minyan Achalatir, meaning it's not only from Sukkum and Chumash, we learn it from Mesechus Meiser Sheni. What happens in Mesechus Meiser Sheni? Mishnah tells us as follows. Kerem Revai, if you have fruit, grapes from the fourth year since the planting of the vine, where Chazal darshan that it has the same din as Meiser Sheni. Revai has the same din as Meiser Sheni, that you need to bring it to Yerushalayim. It's not like Arla. The first 3 years is Arla. Arla is Asar Ba'anah. You're not allowed to eat it. No one's allowed to eat it. No one's allowed to benefit from it. But the fruits of the fourth year, you can have. You can enjoy. You just have to bring it to Yerushalayim. The same din like Meiser Sheni. So Kerem Revai, Haya Ola li Yerushalayim, they'd have to bring the pre itself to Yerushalayim. Mahalich Yomechel the Kol Tzad. As long as you lived within a 1 day's journey of Yerushalayim, that they made a takana, that even though normally if you're not able to schlep all of your payros, or you don't want to schlep all of your payros to Yerushalayim, you could exchange it for money at a premium. You have to, but you could exchange it for money and just bring the money to Yerushalayim and spend that money on food. No, when it comes to Kerem Revai, you need to bring the actual fruit if you live within a 1 day's journey of Yerushalayim. Vizui tchuma, and what is the tchum? What is considered a 1 day's journey? So it identifies the different cities. Eilat min Adarom, Va'akravat min Atzafon, Lod min Amarav, V'yardin min Amizrach. And if you live further in or closer into Yerushalayim from all those locations, then you have to bring the Kerem Revai itself. V'omar Ula, V'item Rabbar Bachana, and Ula or Rabbar Bachana said, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'atam, why did the Chum require you to bring the grapes themselves to Yerushalayim? Kedei la'ater shuka Yerushalayim v'peiros, in order that everyone should bring peiros, these beautiful fruits, to Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim will look beautiful with the markets full of peiros, and that's the greatest kavod we can give to Yerushalayim to make Yerushalayim look beautiful. The Tanya and the Tosefta tells us Kerem Revai Hayul Rabbi Eliezer b'Mizrach Lud. He had Kerem Revai to the east of Yerushalayim between Lud and Yerushalayim, within a 1 day's journey of Yerushalayim, Bitzad Kfar Tavi, near the village of Tavi, Ubikesh Lafkir Alaniim. and he wanted to be mafkir to aniyim, let the aniyim pick it up and let them bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it. They'll probably appreciate the opportunity that at least they'll have food and they'll be able to go to Yerushalayim and enjoy the food. But it was too much of a schlep for him to bring the peros himself to Yerushalayim. So you see that he was not going to be poda the peros. He'd rather just let the aniyim make it hafkir, let the aniyim take it, let them bring it up to Yerushalayim. Rashi writes, even though the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Elazar wanted to bring the peros to Yerushalayim or to be poda them and bring the money to Yerushalayim because Rabbi Elazar held kedusha rishon kitchel l'shaita v'kitchel l'asalava. So those halachos are still going to apply. So the Talmidim said, Rebbe, you don't need to do that. You could just be poda, meaning you don't have to let the aniyim have all your peros so that they can bring it to Yerushalayim. You could just be poda for money because kvar nimnu alecha chavirecha. The chachamim already got together b'minyan. They already got together and took a vote on it. V'tiru. And they were matir, that original takana. So now you're allowed to bring the money instead of the peros themselves. Man chavirecha. Who are these chavirim that were matir? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was matir after the Churban to be poda and to bring the money to Yerushalayim because Yerushalayim was destroyed and there was no need to be ma'atir with peros anymore. So Rabbi Yosef is mizayik from the Brisa. Taima de nimnu, halo nimnu lo. It's only because the chacham were nimnu to be matir, that's why it became mutter. But had they not been nimnu, then it would not be mutter. Then we would not be able to be matir with what the earlier generation asked. Even though after the Churban, the reason didn't apply anymore, you see from there that you need a minyan achalatiro. So not only do you see from the psukim about our Sinai, you see it from the Mishnayis when it comes to Revai. So this is the concept that you need a minyan acher lahatiro. There's a machlokas, Rambam and the Ravid, like we said, if you have a takana that's nispashta b'kol Yisrael, and the reason no longer applies, is it batal takana? So the Maril brings an example, that even when it's batal takana, the minhag doesn't change. The example he gives is a common example. Every single day we say at the end of Mariv, before Shemon Esrei of Mariv, after Birchus Kriya Shema, Baruch Hashem Li'olam and Yiru Einenu, the Torah writes. So why do we stop with these psukim of Yiru Einenu and Kaddish? Because in the year earlier days, the Batei Knesios were out in the fields, and they were afraid to stay too long in the Batei Knesios until the Zman of Tefillas Arvis. So they said, they made a takana to say these psukim, which have 18 mentions of the Shem Hashem, connected the 18 brachas of Shemona Esrei that you would normally have, and then at the end of davening, there's a Kaddish. So we have the Kaddish at the end. So even though now we say Mariv in Batei Knesios, and we daven the whole Tefillah again, that minhag didn't go away, and we still say the Baruch Hashem Li'olam, Amen V'Amen. But he says, there are some all them that are knowing not to say it. So they're discussing that very issue. The whole reason to say it no longer applies. So do you still maintain that takana? So Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuvan, or Chaim Chilik Beis, and Kuf Beis, that there's no chilik between Yoshei Eretz Yisrael and Yoshei Chutz La'aretz. Those who say it in Chutz La'aretz have to say it when they're in Eretz Yisrael as well, and those who don't say it in Eretz Yisrael shouldn't say it when they're in Chutz La'aretz either. And he said the reason they were knowing not say it in Eretz Yisrael is because the Torah quotes Yeshmina. So since the people who came with the Talmidei Agra and the Talmidei Balatanya, and it happens to be that the Agra and the Balatanya were two of the people that held not to say it, so they're the ones that ended up establishing the Minhag Eretz Yisrael, because they were the first people to make a major aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. So once they began to be knowing that way, so they don't say it. But better to be Maruch B'Kriyashma, so you don't have to say it because that's for sure true. I mean, if you realize that you're running the Magen Avraham rites, you realize that the Tzibur is davening faster than you're able to daven, and they're going to say Baruch Hashem El Mamein V'Amein, but you're holding, so you should start Shemon Esrei with the Tzibur. So it's an easy way to catch up, is that if they're going to say Baruch Hashem El Mamein V'Amein, which most Tzibur's when they say Baruch Hashem El Mamein V'Amein don't give you enough time to say it anyway, so you could say Kriya Shema a little bit more slowly, and that way you'll be able to start Shemon Esrei exactly the same time. I found that our shul is the slowest shul in saying Baruch Hashem Leol Min V'Amin because they wait for me and I say every word out loud. So like for the last 30 seconds of Baruch Hashem Leol Min V'Amin, there's silence in the room because no one's used to that. Everyone's used to faking it for a little bit and then finishing it off. But everyone becomes the Talmud of the Gra. But if whenever I'm davening anywhere else where they're not going to be waiting for me, so I never say it because I know that I'm not going to be able to finish it. So I'll say Kriya Shema a little bit more slowly, because that's the halacha. That's what you're supposed to do. That's the easy way out of the shaila. Okay, so Oh, and on Kerem Ravai, another important point over here, we said that Kerem Ravai, they'd be able to Yerushalayim, yeah, they made a takana that if you were within one day's journey of Yerushalayim, you had to bring your Kerem Ravai to Yerushalayim. So Rashi writes, yeah, if you look in Brachos and Daf Lamed, there's Machlokas, Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shimon Barabi, whether it's Kerem Ravai or Netta Ravai. Meaning, is that only Kerem Ravai? What about other fruits in their fourth year? Meaning, the Din of Arla applies to all trees, not only to grapevines. So Ravai also applies. So that's it's a little bit difficult because the machlokas in the Gemara and Brachos is not about this takana. The machlokas is about the very din of Ravai. Does the din of Ravai apply to anything other than Kerem? Does the din of Ravai apply to other peros? So it's interesting that Rashi and the Bartanur over here both bring that machlokas, which is not really nogeya, to our sugya. So Tosyantov explains what Rashi and the Bartanur mean to tell us is that if you hold that netta Ravai Shaninu, if you hold that the din of Ravai applies not only to Kerem but to other fruits as well, so then by extension the Takana that we're talking about now, this din in the Mishnah that you've got to bring it to Yerushalayim within a day's journey, that also applies to both Netta and to Kerem. The Rambam however writes that of Kerem Ravai they were masakin to bring to Yerushalayim Malach Yom Echad Lekol Tzad La'ater Shuk Yerushalayim Beperos, and after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed then you could be poded even Samach L'chom, and all other peros, even Bizman Shabbos Mikdash Hayakayim, were nifta samach l'chama. You were always allowed to be poded them. Meaning the Ikar Takana was only for Anavim and not for other peros. And the Rambam is based on Yerushalmi. The Kesef Mishnah points out that they were only goes around the Anavim because they would be dorich the Anavim l'tzarech the Nesachim, and this was a way of making sure that they wouldn't run short of Nesachim. So even though Netta Ravai applies, oh, there is such a din of Netta Ravai, but this Takana of only bringing the peros themselves was only made for Kerem Ravai, because they wanted to make sure that they had enough wine for the Nesachim. That's how the Kedmishra explains the Shitas Rambam, which is unlike what seems to be Shitas Rashi, that it's Tali Zebezeh, that if there's a din of Netta Ravai, then this Takana also applies to Netta Ravai. The Mishnah tells us in Kiddushin that there's a din of Orla in Chutz La'aretz. In Machlokas Rambam and the Gaonim, is there a din of Ravai in Chutz La'aretz as well? So that's what Reb Chaim points out. That's probably dependent on how you view the Halach L'Moshe Misinai of Orla. Arla and Eretz Yisrael is a din midaraisa, right? It's psukim in the Torah, but it's a mitzvah tliya ba'aretz. It has nothing to do with, it shouldn't apply in Chutz La'aretz. Halach L'Moshe Misinai says that it applies in Chutz La'aretz as well. So Reb Chaim formulates so brilliantly two different types of Halach L'Moshe Misinai. There are tzvei dinim in Halach L'Moshe Misinai. There are some Halach L'Moshe Misinai that are a halacha mechadeshes, and sometimes you have Halach L'Moshe Misinai that's halacha mefareshes. Meaning sometimes you have Halach L'Moshe Misinai, a brand new din. It didn't say it anywhere in the Torah, didn't allude to it anywhere in the Torah, a brand new din. Nisa Chamayim doesn't say it in the Torah, brand new din. But sometimes Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is Halacha Mefareshes. Shiurin are Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. We learned in the beginning of Maseches Sukkah. So what does that mean? The Torah tells me to eat matzah, but I don't know how much matzah I'm supposed to eat. A shiur, a kezai is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. That's how much I'm supposed to eat. It's Mefaresh, the din that exists in the Torah. So that's what Reb Chaim says is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Gaonim about Ravai. I understand that Arlas Chutz La'aretz Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. What kind of Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is Arlas Chutz La'aretz? Is it a Halacha Mefareshes, that there is a din of Arla in Eretz Yisrael? So the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai says, we take that din and expand it to Chutz La'aretz as well. It's Mefaresh that we're expanding that din to Chutz La'aretz. So maybe no, maybe it's Halacha Mechadeshes, that there's a din of Arlas Eretz Yisrael, having absolutely nothing to do with Arlas Eretz Yisrael, which is purely a mitzvah Tliya Ba'aretz. Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is mechadish, a new din called Arlas Chutz La'aretz. L'may nafkamina, does Ravai apply in Chutz La'aretz? If it's an extension of whatever exists in Eretz Yisrael, so part of the system in Eretz Yisrael is with Ravai as well, not only the first 3 years, but the fourth year is Ravai. But if it's a brand new din, got nothing to do with what the halacha is in Eretz Yisrael, so halacha L'Moshe Misinai was only mechadish Arla, was never mechadish Ravai as well. It's a little bit about the din of Ravai. But anyway, says Gemara, Maiva Omer, how do I learn from the first pasuk that we brought in? Why do I need an additional pasuk to tell me this idea that you need minyan acher la'atiro, that you need another Beis Din to undo the original Beis Din. So Hachi Kamer, this is what Rav Yosef is trying to learn from the original Pasuk. Michti, Ksiv, the Pasuk says in Parshas Yisro before Matan Torah, Heyu Nechonim L'Shoshes Yomim Al Tikshu Elisha, that you have to prepare for Matan Torah and they have to separate from their wives. And Mele, we know that after Matan Torah, you don't have to be Porish anymore. Obviously, it wasn't to be celibate forever. That wasn't the Din. So when it says, Lechem Orlem Shvu Lechem La'alechem, that after Matan Torah, they should go back to their tents, which sounds like it was a heter of Tashmish. Lamali, what do I need a pasuk to tell me? It was time to go back. Matan Torah was over. So Shema Minah, Kol Davar Shemini, Tzarech Minah Kol Hatir. You see that even though the reason no longer applied, once it was a Davar Shemini, you need another minion, you need another a formal release from that gezerah. So that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded that they should stay away from the wives, and Kodesh Baruch Hu had to come back and command that they should go back to their wives. Why wasn't that good enough? That's a pasuk. Why does Rav Yosef need another pasuk? Because Rav Yosef will say, "Chi tema." Maybe you're going to say that's not a good raya from Shuvul Chemla Aleichem, and they really maybe you don't need another pasuk to be Matir Tashmish after Matan Torah. L'mitzvah Sona Huda Asa. That pasuk is telling me that there's a mitzvah, not just that it's mutter, but that there's a mitzvah of ona that a man is supposed to be with his wife. So you can't bring a raya from that pasuk that you need a minyan acher la'atiro. So Tashema, let me bring you another raya from a different pasuk from before Matan Torah, where the pasuk says you're not allowed to go up on Har Sinai, and then afterwards it says b'mashoch hayovel, when you hear the tkiya gedola for the as a sign that the Shechina has left Har Sinai, heima yalu vahar, then you're allowed to go up on Har Sinai. So michti ksiv, the pasuk says when Moshe Rabbeinu went to accept the luchos achronos, gamatzon v'abakar al yiru el mulah harahu. So it says el mulah harahu. So we learn dafka kolzman that it remained b'kedushah. So when the Shechina was there, then you're not allowed to go up on Har Sinai. So it sounds like after the siluk Shechina, once the Shechina leaves, it's going to be mutter to go up on Har Sinai. B'mshoch hayovel amali. So why do I need another pasuk to come and tell me b'mshoch hayovel? Oh, you hear the tkiya gedola? Now you can go on Har Sinai. So shema mina davshem. You see from there that since it was a formal decree by HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to go on Har Sinai, we needed a formal decree by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you can go back up on Har Sinai again. Now the fact that Rav Yosef had to bring an additional raya from the Braisa after he had two psukim that tell us that Davar Shemini Tzarech Minin Achal Atiro is because of Chi Tema. Maybe you're going to say, I'm not convinced by those psukim. Hani Mili Bidar Raisa. That's only when it comes to an Isser Midar Raisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that they had to separate from the wives 3 days in advance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that they're not allowed to go up on Har Sinai. That's a Din D'Oraisa. Avol B'drabanan Lo. But maybe when the Chachamim make a Takana, maybe you don't need a Minyan Acher La'atiro. Maybe a Din D'Rabanan, such as that you have to bring the peros themselves, the grapes themselves, from within a 1 day's journey of Yerushalayim, that maybe you don't have any such rules. So Tashema, that's why he brings a Raya from the Braisa / Mishnah of Keren Revai, that Rabbi Lezer said that it's also to be poda it until the Talmidim came along and said, don't worry, kvar nimnu alechaverecha, don't worry, the other chachamim got together and they already voted to change that. Vaha kerem revai derabanan. So this din of kerem revai that you're not allowed to be poda and you have to bring the fruits themselves is only a din derabanan that they were mesakein to decorate the streets of Yerushalayim with peros. Vekamrilei kvar nimnu alechaverecha vitiru, and the Talmidim had to tell Rabbi Eliezer, so don't worry, he was already voted to be matir. So it sounds that without a minion, they would not be able to be matirit without an official vote. So you see that any time something is asur b'minyan shel chachamim, even if it's not a din d'oraisa, you need a minyan achar la'atiro. And therefore, after the churban, bringing it back to Maseches Beitza, a Beitza shenolda b'yom tov rishon shel Rosh Hashanah is asur b'sheni shel Rosh Hashanah because they never had a minyan achar la'atiro. Meaning, since they made the original takana when there were no egg, shnei yom tov shel Rosh Hashanah. Vadai. After Mincha time, we knew we weren't accepting Edom anymore on the first day. So we knew tomorrow was going to be Rosh Hashanah, and we were still knowing B'toras Vadai, that day is Rosh Hashanah. So that's a Yom HaRichta, and therefore Beit Shnod B'zeh is Aser B'zeh, because it's one long day. That stays. Until there's another Bezin that comes along and changes that vote, that stays. So now Rav Yosef concludes. includes v'chi tema. Maybe you're going to tell me that just like by Kerem Revai, Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai got together with the chachamim of the generation, they were matir to be poda, that you're allowed to be poda after the churban. So betanami imnu ala Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai v'shuriyo. Why would they have not changed this rule? I mean, if Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai went and undid the original takana about Kerem Revai, who's to say that he didn't get together with his Beis Din and undo the takana about the beitza? And because after all, they were mekabel, they were mesakin to be mekabel eidus hachodesh all day long. So it turns out that the 2 days are now shtei kedushos, like other yom tovim sheni shel galios. So they shouldn't ask for a beitza shenol de brishon on yom sheni. You can't say that though, because ki imnu a eidus a beitza lo imnu. Bottom line is, when Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai got together with the chachamim, they took a vote about eidus hachodesh, but not about the beitza. They were never Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai never made his takana about a beitza at all, and therefore a Beitza, the Isra of the Beitza remains bimakoma, meaning enochinami. They did get together and they changed the rules about being makabel eidus, but the particular takana of a Beitza, that they never touched. That they never. So yes, we do have evidence. Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai did something Rosh Hashanah related, but that was only about the being makabel eidus achodesh kol hayom. It was not about the Beitza. So Amalei Abayis says Rabbi Yosef, I could still be matir the Beitza shenol de biyom rishon shel Rosh Hashanah, even though there was no minyan. There was no basin shel Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai to be matzivit. Atu beitza b'minyan me'avai. You think the iser of beitza was ever a takana that was made formally by a vote about beitza? Beitza pe'edus tali milsa. Why was it that a beitza was nol b'zeh v'zasa b'zeh? Because they had a takana not to be mekabel edus after mincha. So once they had that takana not to be mekabel edus after mincha, it meant that they were being noig shneyamim b'toras vaday, and if they were being noig b'shneyam b'toras vaday, mimela a beitza shenol b'zeh is going to be asa b'zeh. It's our edus. So when it was became asa to be mekabel edus achodesh after mincha, and even if edim came after mincha, and the beizin knew that they were not going to be mekadish the chodesh that day, nevertheless they said you still have to observe that day of an isra malacha, the rest of the day with an isra malacha. So the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are kedusha achas. So it's our beitza mimela beitza that was nolad rishon became asra on the second day. Ishtri edus, ishtri beitza. So as soon as they're allowed to be mekabel edus, so then you should be allowed to. They shouldn't be knowing Shneyam Shal Rosh Hashanah as Kedushachas when it comes to Beitza either. So what's going on over here? Why would the Takana of Beitza still remain in place? There was no Takana of Beitza. There was a Takana of Eidus. So says Gemara, Rav Adav, Rav Shalman, Travayu, Mibei Klochis Amri. They said that the Allah Chazak Rav Yosef, that Af mi Takanas Rav Yochum and Zakkai Ve'elach, Beitza Asura. That even after Takanas Rav Yochum and Zakkai, a Beitza is going to be Asura. But not for the reason that Rav Yosef said. Rav Yosef said that Beitza is Asura because there was a davar shem minyan, so you need a minyan acher la'atira. No, it's not because of davar shem minyan. My time, why is it that Rav Ada and Rav Shalman said this, that a beitz is still going to be Asura? Because of a gzeira. Mehera, Yibana Beis HaMikdash, pretty soon the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, and then the initial takana is going to come back that we're not mekabelei tzachodesh on the 30th day of Elul after Mincha, and it's going to turn out that when Edom come after Mincha, the 2 days are going to be Kedusha Achas, it's going to be Betaras Vadai V'yomru, and everyone's going to say to themselves, Ishtaked, in the previous year, before the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt, Milo Achalnu Beitza, V'yom Tov Sheini, didn't we used to eat the Beitza Shenol Debrishon on Yom Tov Sheini? So Hashtanami Nechel. It's not going to feel like anything changed. I used to observe 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. I'm still observing 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. People aren't going to realize that you used to observe 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, but that was Sveika Diyoma. Now you're doing it Betaras Vadai. So it used to be observed as Shtei Kedushos. And now when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, it's going to be observed as Kedusha Achas. So people are going to think that they could do the same thing, that they could eat the Beitz of Lo Yadi, the Ishtaket Shtei Kedushos, saying, Vashtu Kedusha Achasi. They're not going to realize that previously it was Shtei Kedushos, and now it's Kedusha Achas. Says Mar Iachi, if we're goes there, that they're going to ask for a Beitza Bizman HaZeh, because Beheri Yibana HaMikdash, Eidus Nami Lo Nekabel. Then why are we being Mekabel the Eidus? Meaning we shouldn't be Mekabel Eidus. Min HaMincha L'mayla, because after all, my time, Beheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt very soon, and we're not going to be be able to be mekabel edim after mincha, because there's the concern of shemi yiskalkelu alavim b'shir is going to return again. The yomra, people are going to say, ah, ishtakid mi look about leidus hakodesh kol yom kulo. Last year didn't we mekabel edus? Weren't we mekabel edus all day long? Hashanami mekabel. Shouldn't we be choshish? People are going to say that we should still be mekabel edus all day long, even after the binyan beis hamikdash. So why is it that that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was authorized or thought it was a good idea to undo that takana and allow Kabbalah Seydus all day long? If we're really concerned that when the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt, what people are going to think, so then he should have kept that in mind before he undid this takana. So it says Marahachi Ashta. No, you can't compare those two things to each other. Hasam Eidus Masura LeBeis Din. Eidus is a matter of Beis Din. It's the Chachmei Yisrael that involved in Eidus. They're going to know the ins and outs. They're going to understand why last year was different than this year and how things change. So when something's in the hands of the Beis Din, we can have confidence. But Beitza, Lekol Masura, every farmer that has a chicken that lays an egg is going to have to deal with the issue of Beitza. And that we can't assume that he's going to be able to make that cheshbon. Rava Amar Rava says, I also pass on that Rav Yosef, Af mi Tekanus Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'elach, Beitza Asura. That even after Tekanus Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, a Beitza is Asura, but for a third reason. But Rava holds that even after Tekanus Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are still Kedusha Achas. Mila Moda Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shembo, Edim in a Mincha Lamayla, Shenog, and also Yom Kodesh L'machra Kodesh. Doesn't Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai agree that even if Edim come in a Mincha Lamayla, that even though you're right, we're Mekadesh L'chodesh Alpiyam, and the first day of Tishrei is day one of Rosh Hashanah, is turned into the first day of Tishrei, and we still treat the second day of Tishrei as Rosh Hashanah, even though there's no suffix. It's the second day should be Yom Chol, and it must be. Why did they do that? Because they were mesakein that it's Yom Echad Aruch, it's Kedusha Achas, and Mela the Isra of Beitza remains in its place. Ooh, so this changes everything. Now it's not that if Edom come that we're knowing the rest of the day as Kodesh. When we block off Edom, we're still knowing the rest of the day as Kodesh, knowing that it's actually only Lamed Elul and only the next day is Rosh Hashanah. The opposite. I know today's Rosh Hashanah. I know that Lamed Elul is really Aleph Tishrei, and I'm still going to be knowing Beis Tishrei as Yom of Kedusha. To put a bow on the top of the whole sugya, a ribbon on the top of a cherry on the top, whatever the expression is, of the whole sugya, these three dinim that we just mentioned about a Beit Shanolda, that Shabbos and Yom Tov, that Rav said in Daftal and Amral, that Nolda Bezeh is Asura Bezeh, that Shnei Yom Tov Shal Galios, that Rav said Nolda Bezeh is Muteris Bezeh, and Shnei Yom Shal Rosh Hashanah, that Rav and Shmuel both agree Nolda Bezeh is Asura Bezeh. We paskin like Rav, Bein Kula, when it comes to Shem Tom Shal Golios, where Rav disagreed with Ravasi and is Makel and allows a Beit Shnol the Brishon, Bein Lechumna, whether it's Shabbos and Yom Tov that are summoned to each other, and Shem Tom Shal Rosh Hashanah, where Rav is more Machmir than the rest of the Chavra, than the rest of the Amorim. Okay, Bez Hashem tomorrow, and not tomorrow, tonight, Bez Hashem, we'll be doing tomorrow's Daf after Mincha Mariv, because tomorrow's the long Slicha, so Bez Hashem tonight we will pick up on the top of Daf Vav Amud Aleph. Great day, everyone.
All right, thank you.